talking about?
Hi. We did like maybe 5 minutes of the podcast just now, and me, the person whose one job is to run the board, was not recording. And I didn't even see it. It's a rolling line right in front of me, so it's pretty damn clear, and I missed it. So good morning again.
Good morning.
It's before 5:30.
I think your snafu made me slightly more chipper, so it's like working.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
We're on the up and up.
Fantastic. I'm Sam. I'm the screw up.
Sam doesn't do her best thinking in the middle of the night.
No.
She does not.
Some of us do. Sam does not.
I am here with my two sisters of an acquired taste podcast, Bethany and Kathleen.
Hi, honey.
Good morning.
I think I'm going to give up my career and be a rapper.
Oh, okay. Let's start with
that. Like a gift wrapper?
Yes, a gift wrapper.
Okay, good.
No, but like, what if you just wrapped American historical documents?
Then you'd be Hamilton.
Damn it!
Wait, did you just come up with an idea that has already...
That was an original idea.
All right, so I'm not my best thinker in the morning. Kathleen's not her best thinker in the morning. Bethany, you're carrying us.
My friend once invented libraries.
No.
She was like, you guys, oh my God, you guys. She wasn't even high. She's like, what if you went to... What if there was a place where you could just like borrow books, but you didn't have to buy them?
No.
And I'm like, oh, honey,
it's a, no.
That's a library.
You can't say that if you're over 12. You can't. That's cute.
Yeah, it was college.
Well, you know, in seventh grade for a project, I wrapped the preamble. So maybe Hamilton stole it from me.
Oh, the plot thickens.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Snap.
Lin-Manuel Miranda totally stole the idea. How old were you?
I was 12.
A 12-year-old white girl.
You heard it here first, people. Kathleen wrote Hamilton.
We, the people of the U.S., have the right to religion, speech, and press in order to form a more perfect union. Amendments and laws, yo, they're a-ruling.
She's like bouncing as she does it. It's like a follow the bouncing ball, except it's Kathleen.
Well done, Kathleen.
Adorable.
Thank
I love
you.
That. Well,
Look
now
you.
I feel more chipper, too. Thank
I
you.
I do.
For
I'm
that.
Much more awake now.
Mm-hmm. So we kind of had a cliffhanger idea from last podcast because Kathleen had a horrifying autocorrect.
Yeah. I went to go text somebody the word samesies, and it came out Sam died.
Which is just,
which
I'm
is
still
awful.
Here for the record.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the 11th and I'm still here.
Yeah.
But that kind of got me thinking, like, what if Kathleen's, it was like a thing that, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe I should prepare for said occasion and I would like to have a say in my own memorial funeral.
Okay.
So that's kind of what we're here gathering today. We gather here today.
Oh God.
to let you guys know what we want.
This is how we want it done.
Yeah. This is how we want it done.
Well, Carrie Fisher, have you guys seen the picture of her capsule that her cremated body was in?
Her Prozac capsule?
It's a shape of a Prozac pill. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Apparently, I guess she had it for years, and then they put her ashes in it.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, like she planned this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she knew how she wanted it.
Yeah.
Wow. I think we should approach it as like a light thing. Not
yeah.
like, we don't want people to freak out.
No.
This is all in high spirits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, Sam, do you want to go first? Do you want to tell us how you want your funeral to go?
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's totally. Okay, let's do this. So my first thing, even though it's my favorite color, no black.
What?
Okay.
No black.
I understand
first
that.
First of all, I wear.
It's mine.
I'm dead. Leave me alone
okay.
in my last moments here on earth. But it's too, like, you know, I look around and, like, funerals are sad enough. But the ones I've been to, then everyone's wearing black on top of it. I'm
yeah.
like, ugh. No one wants to wear a bright paisley? Like.
Do you have a preferred color palette?
No. Just, if you could make me laugh, you'd have done a good job.
I love that.
Like, well, I want bright colors.
Okay.
Also, I would like to be wearing a romper that Kathleen introduced to my life a couple of weeks ago. It's a light $1,800. We could all pool and, like, just pull it out of my funds because
yeah.
I'm probably not going to be doing much with it at that point. It's silver sequins.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a leftover from the disco.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fabulous.
Is it similar to what you wore to Jingle Ball?
Because
you wore a sequined romper to Jingle Ball.
So much glitter.
Yeah, it's like that times 1,000.
Oh my God.
It's so fabulous. I love it. My hair has to be my natural curls, but to the max, and kind of pin back, so like it's a curly updo. So I really want to channel like Christine a la Phantom of the Opera.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we want it done like that.
Yep.
And on my face, I want the glasses with the big nose and mustache.
Love that.
Like I need.
How will we know it's you?
I'll wink. If it's me, I'll blink when you come near me.
I've watched enough Investigation Discovery to know that that means that it's a different body. I need to see. You don't have any identifying tattoos. Mm-hmm. How will I know it's actually your body?
That's true. We should probably get me an identifying tattoo on my forehead.
Yes, please.
Beforehand.
Okay.
One that you write in a way that only you know.
Okay.
If it's real or not.
All right.
Okay, we'll do that tomorrow. Also, when you're approaching me, there has to be like a jukebox where you can pick the song that best describes our relationship.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's what plays as you walk near me. So for you guys, I'd imagine Lily Allen's because it's the theme song to our podcast.
Yes.
Mixed in with different audio clips from Friends.
Okay.
Friends quotes.
Yes.
But there is one thing I want to play, you know, while people are just in the background, and not because it has anything to do with me strongly, but just because, like, try not to feel badass in any situation. When you hear this.
Dear Sam, I'm so upset. Not happy. I'm not happy you died.
Exactly.
That's
what
died.
The song does.
And you seem to have grown a very strong mustache.
Someone here a spy?
Exactly. Tell me you're not looking around all shifty or at least striking one pose.
You will be missed dearly.
That's a great song for a funeral.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need to have that at the service. Also, It Cosmetics is going to have to pass out waterproof mascara. I don't want any crying, but if it's going to have to happen because we are laughing too hard, yes, we, because I will still find a way to be there. What's up, Houdini? I'll meet you in a little bit. Then let's be prepared for said occasion.
Cool.
Also, and this is the this is probably the only truism of all of this silliness I'm presenting, I don't want to go in the ground. Just cremate me.
Yeah.
Sprinkle my ashes in places I love. So that's different places around the world. That's Central Park, and leave some for Jake Gyllenhaal's house. That's all. Just sprinkle me in those places and I'll be happy for eternity.
I'll sprinkle you across the street at La Colombe Coffee House because that's where Jake Gyllenhaal is all the time.
If you can get me in Jake Gyllenhaal's coffee somehow.
We'll get you inside him.
I've always wanted to be inside Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, if we can convince Jake Gyllenhaal that your ashes are organic, I mean, you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Not that far off.
No. Yeah.
You know those celebrities, they'll try anything.
Except people have eaten their placenta and whale sperm for glowing skin. Why can't Jake Gyllenhaal eat my ashes for the sake of being a hippie?
We'll tell him it's a cleanse.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that will really get you inside of Jake Gyllenhaal.
I love that. That's how I want to go.
I love that, Sam. That is awesome.
So just in case, please fulfill all of these wishes.
No black.
No black.
That eye hole.
I know. I'm
you
sorry.
You know my closet.
You are only wearing black right now.
It's all I ever wear.
You're
it's all I feel
only
good in.
Wearing black.
Your good
I'm
friend
sorry.
Bethany can't come to your funeral.
Bethany, you could be the one. If you could figure out a way to like be one of those, what do they call holograms?
Okay,
if you want to FaceTime me from your apartment, that's fine.
Okay, not to make your funeral about me, but can I come in then wearing? I'm going to come in at the very last second before the service begins or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wearing a trench coat and large sunglasses.
Totally.
And I'm going to sit in the back.
Okay.
And then I'm going to leave quietly before it ends. And so no one will know who I am. I'll be very mysterious because you won't let me wear black, so I have to wear nothing but a trench coat.
That's going to be perfect because the James Bond theme song is going to be playing, so you're going to be the only person who actually looks like they belong there.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Okay, cool. Then I will come.
I agree to these terms.
Her only spy colleague that decided to show up to her poor funeral.
I like this.
All right.
Okay, who else has their requests so I can start planning accordingly?
Kathleen.
Okay, so I'm going to have a 90s themed funeral.
Love it.
So I want you to play the song that the file that was named Stop.
Yes. Oh, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's stretch.
So this is going to be playing in the beginning.
Don't you know it's going too fast? Racing so hard you know
this is to remind
last.
My guests.
Don't you know what
to live your life.
Slow it down.
Slow it down, baby. Live your life.
It's where you're going. Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Hey, you, always on the run. Gotta slow it down, baby.
my funeral that you have to live your life. Like, stop right there.
Yeah.
Slow it down, baby. Enjoy the human touch while you can, because I can no longer enjoy the human touch.
I'm going to pull a hammy at this funeral.
Okay, so there's going to be Chupa Chups at the sign-in book.
Oh, I love Chupa Chups!
And the sign-in book is actually just a collection of pogs that people are going to write their well wishes on with gel pens.
I always wanted this one, is what mine's going to say.
And then on a big screen in the background, I want the movie Clueless playing, of course.
Yes, yes.
And instead of getting a prayer card, everybody's going to get a mood ring. Yes.
I can't wait till you die.
It's going to be a fun time. This is the next song that's going to be played at my funeral.
Okay.
Come on over.
Come on over.
Woo! This is a formal invitation to my husband if he's still alive. I would like him to join me on the other side.
Are you going to be like the Egyptians where you kill your loved ones with you?
I am lonely in the heavens.
I just see like an usher like dancing down the hall with a small purple vial towards you. Like, here it is. Make your decision.
Come on over, baby. Come on over.
Join us.
And then when you approach my casket, inside of the casket, I'm going to have the galaxy stickers that glow in the dark.
Yes!
So I'm forever looking at the galaxy and the world.
Yeah.
And I'm requesting that my casket smell like cucumber melon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because nothing says I live the 90s quite like cucumber melon. And instead of a prayer over my body, next to my body, there's going to be a table with one of those clear plastic telephones where you can see all the gadgets on the inside.
Those are so cool.
And when you're saying goodbye to me, you have to pick it up and talk on the phone.
Like right next to the body.
Yes.
Hello, Kathleen.
And I couldn't have a 90s funeral without a nod to Dawson's Creek. So you have to enter and exit the funeral home through the window. And I love games. So this last song is musical chairs, and it's to predict who will die next.
Oh, I like this.
Fun.
Every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't want to lose it again.
Last person standing is like, it's going to be me.
And then the second usher with the purple vial once again comes down to give you the bottle.
It's gonna be me.
Dead. Yeah.
And then the dart comes out from the ceiling.
Yeah, it does.
We'll try and get Joey Fatone.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Okay, so this is my outfit. I'm wearing Bill Blash jeans.
Nice.
If you don't know what Bill Blash jeans are,
nice.
Do yourself a favor today and Google Bill Blash jeans.
Nice.
Because they're so 90s. And then a spaghetti strap top, because the 90s were like all
of
about
course.
The spaghetti straps.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have my hair short and curly and very blonde with daisies in it. And that's a nod to Drew Barrymore at the 1997 Oscars. Which I dressed up for Halloween one year, and all my 11-year-old friends like didn't understand who I was dressed as.
Because you're 11.
You're my everything.
Drew Barrymore at the Oscars, guys. Okay, and then there's a refreshments table.
Okay.
And I'm going to be serving Surge, you know, that soda.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That, like, yellow electric soda.
God.
Squeeze-Its. Remember Squeeze-Its? It's, like, juice inside of this, like, very thin plastic container. It's shaped like a beer bottle, kind of. Lunchables, but the pizza kind.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Strictly the pizza kind.
Yeah.
And Doritos 3D.
Oh, God, okay. They're so good. It's a 3D crunch.
Yep.
Long live Doritos 3D.
Can I bring my own Pepsi Blue?
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
okay.
Bless the 90s. I'm an ode to the 90s in my death.
I cannot wait.
Fantastic.
I don't want you dead.
Thanks.
But I will party when you're dead.
It would be a hell of a party.
Okay.
I really, for the sake of you guys, I hope that it's not you when in musical chairs when that game comes up.
Thank you. Although the next funeral is going to be pretty baller if it is. So, you know, the silver lining.
I'm sorry, Kathleen. I just kicked Kathleen okay. so hard.
You're trying to kill her already?
I just stomped on her foot like I was trying to get out of jail.
I need these Capri Sun packs. Get me to your funeral.
Bethany, right. how are you going? So you guys are all about having fun. I'm all about you guys being miserable at
okay.
my funeral because it's going to be like beautifully somber as hell. So
okay.
first of all, I want it at, I don't know if this is how you pronounce it, Pinari Castle, which is in Romania.
Okay.
It's going to be a destination funeral.
Oh,
wow.
So, you know what? There aren't enough of those.
Yeah. No, I know. So this is the legendary cliffside castle of Vlad the Impaler, the original Dracula.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so I'm going to have it there, and I want everybody to dress reminiscent of vampires. You don't have to wear teeth or anything, but I want you to be like in gowns,
right.
Like a lot of ringlets in your hair.
Yes.
Maybe some forehead gems, like cool. Any, you know, like dark lipstick.
Like these romantic kind of looks of like the seductor vampires.
Yeah, like a lot of high collars, you know, like just but have fun with it, you know, riff on it. You can do you. The ceremony is going to be performed by LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow.
Wow.
Oh my God.
He has been the through line of my whole life. He was my first crush from Reading Rainbow. And then I really got into Star Trek and I loved him. And now I can't meet him because if you've seen the episode of Community where, what's his name? Childish Gambino meets LeVar Burton and freaks the hell out and can't handle it. That's going to be me.
Okay.
I've given Elvis explicit directions to never have LeVar Burton on the show because I cannot handle it.
Okay.
So, but in death, I'll be cool.
Done.
I'll play cool.
Gotcha.
And cool. So it's going to be like, there as far as refreshments go, it's going to be nothing but a million different kinds of cheese.
Yes.
And a million different kinds of coffee. It will be a full coffee bar.
Oh my God, we could play one last time. Cheese before. cheese until proven coffee!
Exactly! Cheese until proven coffee!
I love
Thank
that
you.
Game!
Everybody wins!
These bathrooms at this castle had better be beautiful.
I love that this is a nod to both your Wisconsin heritage and your love of masquerades.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
And then, so, beautiful ceremony. Everyone's going to be crying. It's going to be amazing. Oh, please wear veils.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you mind? Because they're amazing.
Yeah.
I love them.
I've been looking for an occasion to wear mine, so
Samesies.
Yeah.
I am going to be wearing a white gown. It is going to be corseted with, you know, where the corset ends in like a point pointing down to your lady business, and then a full white skirt, dark blue accents, a blue jewel in the middle of my forehead.
Yep.
Reminiscent of Sailor Moon, but blue.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I'm going to have my body walked out. I'm assuming it's cliffside, so I'm assuming there's a body of water somewhere. I didn't research that hard.
Probably.
I want them to put my body onto a Viking raft, and then as this song plays, I want them to push me out into the water and have three archers do bow and arrows of fire to light my body on fire.
Wow, let's do this.
A lot of Viking shadows.
The archers tee up. They pull back. Shoot! Sure, my body goes up in flames.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful!
And everyone cheers!
I'm in the moment right now. You are ethereal AF in your death.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
You. And then as my body burns up into the Viking land, you guys all mill back and you go have cocktails and there will be a million different kinds of mulled wine.
I love that. While I was loading that clip, Pavarotti's face at the end of it,
I know,
was just like, I've inspired myself. It was beautiful.
I know. Look that up. Look up Nessun Dorma Pavarotti on YouTube.
Can you spell that? Because I can't. And
just
I
like
did
it sounds. Nessun Dorma. No, Nessundorma, I think.
His just everything he is at the end is all I ever want my parents to feel for me in any moment.
His lip is like quivering a little bit.
I know we're supposed to be sad that you're dead, but I'm smiling because you have gone out in such a grand way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That I'm just so happy that your life was celebrated.
Thank you, guys.
I like that.
It's like the best way. It reminds me of the very end of, what was that vampire movie? Van Helsing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where he rests her in a field and like has to set it ablaze, and it's glorious and it's honor, and it really is a preamble to what we can expect from you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to be in a ground. I want to be burned up.
Yes.
And then like a phoenix, I'll rise again and I will haunt you guys.
I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Guys, I feel like it's not going to be too bad if any of us have to go.
I hope our family members are listening very closely to
this.
They're going to be pissed.
You guys have to fly out to Romania.
Sucks for you.
but there's cheese.
Cheese until proven coffee.
And Pavarotti.
And there's cheese and Pavarotti.
Okay, and also, we want to shout out some people on Twitter, because last episode we asked you to tell us about your alter egos.
Yes.
Especially their names.
We're not alone.
We got so many responses. Yay! And they were so hilarious, from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook. I love this one from Jess, because her alter ego is really just herself, and her name is Miss Confident Jess.
I like that.
And she just is a better version of herself. Our friend Fred from Twitter said that he is the captain. That's his alter ego.
This makes sense.
And he's part Fred Astaire and part Fred Sanford. All Fred, smooth talker, great dancer.
Awesome.
Fred.
Awesome.
And our friend Emily from Twitter said that her alter ego name is Gretchen Van Epps. And she's a Broadway star that smokes long tip cigarettes, drinks bourbon, but can still sing.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, and I love this one. This comes from our Twitter listener, Ace Overton. And I hope
that this is
his real name, because Ace Overton is the best name ever.
He wins at real names, I mean, that's for sure.
He has an alter ego name to begin with.
Yeah.
But he said that his alter ego is Donovan Magnus Black, and he is a well-known connected advisor to many.
Ace Overton is so... I follow him on Twitter. I don't know if I follow him on Twitter. He tweets me a lot, so
no,
I feel like I follow him.
You have to be sure. You've got to follow him, if not.
He's so funny. He's one of my favorites.
And last but not least, I love this one from Alyssa on Facebook. She said that her alter ego name is Victoria McTavish, and she's a British superstar, but she's also down to earth. She doesn't flaunt her intelligence, and she's also a historian and a crime solver.
How classy. These are awesome.
Collection.
These are awesome. Keep them coming, and let us know if it's helping you out. Having an alter ego, like, it's... I've used Buffy Witherspoon so many times now, and she is getting stuff done.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I guess the goal is that when your alter ego and yourself, actually the lines start to blur, and you're like, actually, I am this cool kick-ass person.
Yeah, that's the goal. We also want to shout out our friend Mirren. She sent us...
She
does this incredible calligraphy and like script by hand.
Her handwriting is incredible.
It's unbelievable. She sent us beautiful cards and gifts, all with our names monogrammed on them. You have to check out her stuff. It's at preludepapery.com. That's prelude, P-R-E-L-U-D-E. Papery is P-A-P-E-R-I-E.com. We'll tweet out the link too. But she is crazy talented. So Mirren, we love you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the presents. So what did we learn this week, you guys?
I learned, make sure everything is easily returnable.
Why?
If you're not sure of how it's going to. Because I'm still decorating the apartment, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to find crafty ways to hide the wires for my television. So I purchased, on a super sale, worth the price, this corner bookcase that gets narrower at the top.
Yeah, it was sitting... and the box was sitting outside your office like 3 days.
I don't trust anything to be delivered to the apartment, so I have it all sent to the office, but I don't love it. So now I'll put it somewhere else, because it was cheap enough where it's not worth the return. But it's, you know, make sure, don't get too excited about things you see online, because we are in the era of shopping online.
Yeah.
Make sure that you can get it back easily and without too much hassle if you don't have the item in your hand, because it's just, you know, just as often as not, it shows up, but it's not what you thought it would be.
I may buy that from you if you don't want it.
I
may have a place for that.
Espresso.
I'm giving you the death stare, and you know why.
Why?
Because you don't use Pinterest.
I don't use Pinterest. I don't use Pinterest.
Do you know, last week I found out that Sam doesn't know what the tiny house movement is.
What?
And you don't use Pinterest. I'm failing you as a friend.
I should pin tiny houses.
In the hugest way ever.
Kathleen's really... Oh, my dad's calling me, by the way. This is my favorite photo ever.
I have heart palpitations now.
All right. Dad, I'll call you later.
So, Kathleen, what did you learn today, besides the fact that Sam doesn't know anything about home decor?
Anything about life. I learned that you can find amazing beauty products at the supermarket. So my mom put this serum from Trader Joe's, it's called Nourish Antioxidant Facial Serum, in my stocking for Christmas. And it probably costs like $10. And you can pick it up when you're getting your groceries.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with it. I use it every day, every night. I've seen a noticeable difference in my skin since using it. And it's just at Trader Joe's.
We love that.
Yeah. Way to go,
Isn't
Mom.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah.
It's wonderful.
She discovered it. And I don't think I'm ever going to go back.
She's looking at her phone and the photo of the product adoringly.
I'm wishing that it was on my fingers right now and then putting it on my face. It's really smooth.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What did you learn this week, Bethany?
I learned that Fences is an incredible movie.
Aww.
I watched it this week and it is unbelievable. I knew of the play because I was a theater major and it's like, you know, a huge play by August Wilson. But I had never seen it. I'd never actually read it. And the film, it's Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. Oof. And they are, the whole cast is up for a Screen Actors Guild Award as a cast.
Wow.
They killed it. It is just the most beautiful, beautiful film. It takes a minute to get into.
Mm-hmm.
It took me about 45 minutes to really like be in it. But my God,
yeah.
I mean, it just, the performances are insane. Denzel Washington directed it. His, like, he is just the kind of actor where when he laughs, it's an authentic laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that the actor working opposite him has to earn that laugh. Like, mm-hmm. you have to work hard.
And he's sexy.
And he's so sexy. Mm-hmm. Even in this, like, he has a belly and he's still like, he's so sexy
it's
in this.
Denzel.
He's just great. He's amazing. So see Fences. It's really worth it. It's a beautiful film.
Oh, done. Weekend
okay.
plans.
Yeah, I got to watch that
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in with us. And we expect to see you at our funeral.
Yeah.
So
it'll be a party.
Thank you in advance for coming. If you want to reach out to us, you can tweet us at Acquired Podcast.
And on Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
And on Facebook, just search Acquired Taste Podcast.
Or go into the streets and yell our names individually. There's a decent chance one of us will answer.
Yeah, it's like the Batman light,
exactly.
The bat signal.
All you need is a tin can and a string.
It's true.
Just yell vodka.
We love you.